Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm Mary Beth Rombach-Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a Reiki master, gifted intuitive, yoga instructor, and spiritual teacher. And today on the Healing Soul, I'm going to be talking about questions that you should ask yourself. It really can help you to question and reflect on your life as to where you are in your soul's path. Because I want you to remember that every single person listening is a soul thumped into this body, living your story this time around. So if you're going through a hard time, cry and release it and let it go and feel better, because there's always hope that tomorrow is going to be a better day. So the question that every single person asks themselves, who am I? And you can sit in meditation and ask yourself this question, detaching yourself from your mind and your body and your ego, and just sitting in your heart and asking yourself, who am I? And I want you to focus in meditation on your spiritual essence. And then you'll get a knowing thought that comes to you and journal that thought. And when we're in meditation, we can connect into our higher self, our soul self, God consciousness, and universal knowledge and wisdom. And that is available to you every day through the ethers of connecting to your soul. Awakening and enlightening are journeys to be taken at one's own pace. So if you don't get something in meditation the first time, keep on keeping on and keep trying. And do a daily practice and you'll get messages eventually. And even if you get one word, write that word down and date it. But really keep meditating, because that is really the golden cord that connects you to your soul and allows the messages from your loved ones to talk to you too in meditation, because you're sitting in silence and quietude and allowing them to come through. So remember to write down what comes through, that infused knowledge that you so often get in meditation. And you can even sit in meditation every day for a month and say, who am I? And you might get a different answer every day, because we're evolving through the choices we make in our daily lives. And that's why we always have hope for a brighter tomorrow, because every single day we wake up, we can change our lives for the better. And then I want you to let yourself really open up to allowing. I always say open my heart, mind, and soul to receive messages. So allowing those thoughts to come through and not guarding yourself, letting go, let that resistance drop into Mother Earth, and really open your heart and keep opening your heart until the messages start to flow for you, because I know they will. And enlightenment, when you realize that you are your soul, it's an end to fear and suffering in this lifetime, because no one can hurt your soul or kill your soul, because you are an eternal soul. And when you realize that, you're untouchable, and a transformation occurs that you are your soul self. That realization comes over you, and vast knowledge becomes available to you to tap into and grab out of the ethers to better your life. And as you keep developing your spirituality, it becomes even easier to tap into God consciousness and that communication at a soul level. Knowing what you should do, asking daily, you know, give me guidance on, and then ask a question, and then just sit in quiet. And then journal whatever comes to you. And if it's a question that you don't feel like you got an answer, keep at it and keep going. And a natural path will unfold for your soul to follow and be revealed to you. And you'll feel the passion and the excitement and the wonderment in your heart. And it's like an expansion of your soul in this body, that you'll feel lighter, you'll feel more connected, you'll feel more loved. You'll feel more whole. And that's when you really start trusting the messages that come through. So I don't know about you listening, but here is a question I've asked myself a million times. What is my life purpose? You might feel like you're doing the wrong job, the wrong career, or living in the wrong place. Really ask yourself what you're passionate about and follow that. Follow your passion, follow your joy, and you will find your purpose in this life. So I want you to do a meditation and ask yourself, what brings me joy? And then write seven things down that bring you joy. But finding your soul's purpose and path is so vital to your soul's expansion, enlightenment, and learning in this lifetime. Why you came back wasn't just to work and be busy and busy yourself running from here to there, having no spiritual connections with people and friends and the work that you're doing. And ask for vivid dreams to come to you to reveal your life purpose and your soul's path. And it will be. A vivid dream is you feel like you were there actually in the scene and you remember when you wake up. And many, many messages have come to me in vivid dreams, and they can for you too. But always do what feels right to your soul, what feels right in your heart. And ask your higher self, lead me, give me inklings on what decision to make. And do some self-reflection. What do you feel is best for your life? And what should you be doing at this point in your life? Connecting to your higher self, to your soul, having self-acceptance and self-love will clear out your chakras. It will attune you to a higher vibration. And when you reach that higher vibration, that's when the messages really flow with ease. And just realizing that you are so much more than your body. Your soul will always guide you in the right direction because your soul knows why you came back in this lifetime. So trust yourself, trust your soul to give you those inklings, tapping in to the universal heart and wisdom that's always there for you. Ask your angels and archangels for help every day. Ask them to help guide you, your spirit guides. What is my soul's purpose? And know that of every single person listening is important, is unconditionally loved, and is already whole. And know that you can do anything you set your mind to. So another question, what does your soul look like? I give readings. I've given thousands of readings over the past 15 years. And people wonder, what does my soul look like? In your soul is the brightest light you can ever imagine. A bright, shining star, luminous, glowing, shining, all the colors that there are, just a vibrant, heavenly white light. And we are light beings. When I had my near-death experience, I didn't have my body. I communicated through telepathy with my dad that had passed when I was 14. And I saw myself and I saw my surroundings as a glowing, vibrant, beautiful, beautiful, blissful, blissful light. So just trust your intuition and awaken to the fact that you are a soul and you are beaming a vibration and you are beaming light out of your heart, which is your soul thumped into this body. And it's so beautiful that you can let go of fear. You can let your life unfold and become a limitless potential, letting go of fear and stepping into that future, knowing that yes, you can do anything. Just listening to that soul guidance for your soul goals and knowing that you are a beaming, bright, glowing light eternally. You are part of everything. And here's another question that everyone always asks themselves: where do I go when I die? Finding your soul's purpose by connecting with yourself and knowing that when this body is done and has worn out, or if you have a tragic accident and die suddenly. I know when I had my near-death experience that we are bright, luminous, light that engulfs us in unconditional love, in peace. And this light surrounded me when I left my body. Like I said, my dad came to meet me and talk to me through telepathy, and I have never felt so loved in my entire life. And when I thumped back in my body, that's when I knew no one can hurt my soul, no one can kill my soul. I am eternal just as you are. And that is such an empowering, empowering knowingness to have for yourself. I had hemorrhaged during surgery, and they didn't realize it until they checked me later that day, and I had been hemorrhaging for hours. And when I went in for my second surgery, that's when I left my body and had my near-death experience. And that experience changed me forever. I was 30 years old, and I had been very intuitive from 14 years old when I first saw my dad come to me and appear to me. But at 30, that just kicked my intuition and my knowingness up a million times. Like I said, I came back with heaven's light shining from my heart. And that's how I feel. Just unconditional love, and that bliss is still within me. So know that you are eternal and that no one can hurt your soul. And different ways to connect to your higher self. Some of you listening might say, yeah, this sounds great, but how do we go about it? Well, here's some things that I did that helped me. I meditate daily. I literally visualize myself sitting in my heart, connecting to that white light, connecting to the universal heart for wisdom and guidance. When I go on vacation, I get back into nature. I take my shoes off. In Sedona, I hiked on the vortex barefoot. I meditated. I did yoga. And I connected to Mother Earth. I connected to the vortex energy. And any of you can do that. Take a vacation. You deserve it. Get back into nature. Reconnect. Exercise daily. Get those endorphins flowing. Journal, journal, journal. I have thousands of journals with random thoughts that I, or quotes that I like. It just helps you to connect to your spirituality. And have a gratitude journal. It's all about raising your vibration to channel spirit of others and meet that higher vibration in gratitude and joy and meet your soul. Because your soul vibrates at a higher level, and so do your crossed over loved ones. And that's why if you raise your vibration, open and allow and surrender, they'll talk to you daily and you can get messages. And they can have you share a memory together in a vivid dream. And how beautiful is that, that we all are eternal. So here's a quote from Rumi that I think is beautiful. Every moment I shape my destiny with a chisel. I am the carpenter of my own soul. Rumi. So knowing every day you wake up, you can make little changes that lead to big changes in your life and leads you to have the freedom to make the choices that you need to do to change your life for the better. And Tagore is another person that has been spiritually renowned for the ages. In this ideal of unity, man realizes the eternal in his life and boundless in his love. The unity becomes not a mere subjective idea, but an energizing truth. Tagore. So realizing that you are eternal becomes your truth, and you live every day from that. And I just want you to know, every single person listening, you are loved and you are whole already. And I always do a meditation, so if you can, if you're not driving, if you're at home, I want you to get comfortable, kick your shoes off, sit in a comfy chair, and sink your hip bones into your cushion in your chair. We're going to take three deep breaths, pausing at the top and exhaling loudly. And when we breathe in, we're breathing in peace. When we exhale, any stress in our body is leaving us. We're going to do our first breath. Feeling peace and relaxation. Now I want you to visualize rising above your body. And even though you have your eyes shut, I want you to visualize looking down at yourself. You see your body sitting in the chair. And you feel free. You feel peace. And you see beaming light literally coming from your aura that is shining, that is you. You realize that you can go anywhere, you can do anything, and that you're limitless. Now I want you to sit looking upon yourself. Now you see a bright light move. You move down into your heart, and this brilliant white light connects you to your soul. And sit in peace and sit in your heart and in your soul for a moment. See what messages your soul has for you. Keeping the soul connection, I want you to realize you have blessings floating in the ethers. And I want you to see what blessing comes to mind now. Every day you meditate, I want you to call a blessing to you. I am open and allowing to receiving the blessing now. Peace washes over you. Unconditional love fills you. And a lightness washes over you. You feel like you can float in bliss. Open your soul now. Open your mind. And open your heart to all the wisdom that's available to you. Ask for a message now. Ask for it to be thumped in your knowingness. I want you to journal what you just got and keep meditating and keep practicing. And when you're ready, wiggle your toes and open your eyes and your back and your body. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. And today's is Heal Your Soul. What pain do you feel in your heart? Get a Reiki healing or talk to someone about your heart wounds. What pattern keeps coming up in your life? You can change. Give yourself love and allow yourself to release the pain to the universe. Knowing you are unconditionally loved and you are healed of all your wounds. You're free to create new patterns in your life. You can heal your soul. And I really appreciate every person listening. And know that I'm doing this podcast to give you hope. And know that we all go through tragic, horrible times in our lives. But those wounds, our heart wounds, can give us so much wisdom to have compassion and empathy to help others. And I'm not a counselor. And I'm not a doctor or professional. I'm just a friend and a spiritual teacher. So if you're going through a hard time and you need counseling, reach out to a professional and ask for help. If you'd like to be a guest on my podcast, you can email me at mbnelson09@gmail.com or go to my website, marybeth333.com, to see what's happening. And as always, my books are on Amazon, so go check those out. I appreciate it. And hit the follow button and share this podcast. It really helps me reach more people and hopefully spread more hope. And thank you so much for listening today. And know that God loves you, and so do I. The healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.